Hi, my name is Sarah Colucci, and today I want to talk to you about open banking and basically the changes that are coming to your privacy. Now, we're entering a new era of financial infrastructure, one built not on privacy, but on transparency, not on relationships, but on data, not on freedom, but on programmable compliance. Open banking is the first step. It's not just innovation, it's re-engineering the rules of access, trust, and value. In Canada, this system is already being installed. Platforms like Flinks enables real-time access to a person's financial life, account balances, transaction history, recurring payments, debt exposure, all of it delivered in just under 15 seconds to anyone with an API key and a data sharing agreement. Now, they call it empowerment, a way to give people control. But the truth is, once your data is unlocked, you're not just a customer anymore. You're a product. You're a data set to be scored, sorted, and monetized. And this system doesn't just improve convenience, it replaces people. So I want you to think about the middlemen in society. Mortgage brokers, they'll be gone. They'll be replaced by loan engines that basically scan your data in real time and calculate your worth based on pattern recognition. Realtors, they'll be undermined as housing platforms pair financial APIs with behavioral models to determine your readiness, risk level, and even geographic compatibility. Insurance agents, that's redundant. This will be replaced by actuarial systems that no longer need to ask you questions because they already know the answers. These models, they don't guess, they don't negotiate, they don't forget, and they're not accountable to you. Studies show that transaction data can now be used to predict sensitive attributes, income, health, instability, emotional stress, like ethnicity or disability status. One paper found that fintech platforms using open banking data routinely offer worse terms to consumers with lower data value. These aren't denials that you can appeal, they're silent exclusions. The system simply stops showing you options. Now, this isn't the end point, it's just the infrastructure. The real transformation begins with this data-driven architecture, or when this data-driven architecture is actually paired with programmable currency. So central bank digital currencies, CBDCs, are coming. Every major central bank is either piloting or designing them. And make no mistake, they are not anonymous. The BIS has made it clear that CBDCs must comply with anti-money laundering and know your customer rules. Every transaction must be traceable, every wallet must be identifiable. The European Central Bank openly acknowledges anonymity, rather, has to be compatible with CBDCs. These are not just digital dollars, they are conditional money. Now, CBDCs basically give the state ability to enforce policy at the level of the individual wallet. Spending can be limited by time, location, category, or behavior. Access can be revoked, frozen, or modified in real time. It doesn't need to knock on your door, it just needs to flag your account. Now imagine that programmable money layered over your banking profile. Imagine every detail of your financial life, your debt, your spending, your behavior, informing the algorithm that governs whether your currency works. Now, this, again, it's not just speculation. This is active development. And the systems enabling it, from Flinks to open finance mandates, are not hypothetical. They are live. Now, they say that you still have a choice, that you can opt out. But what happens when opting out means denied a loan, means being denied a loan or insurance or housing? What happens when landlords require a data feed, when banks won't assess you without API consent? What happens when cash is gone and everything basically runs through a digital gate you can't bypass? You're not going to opt out. Nobody will. You will comply. Because the cost of saying no will be the exclusion. Now, open banking is not about access, it's about infrastructure that removes the need for humans and replaces trust with modeling and transforms consent into default participation. So I really want you to think about this. The system doesn't need to ask what you're worth. It already knows. And if you fall outside the parameters, it won't reject you. It will simply forget that you exist. And this is the future that we're basically paying our politicians to build for us. And once it's in place, there's no going back. So speak to your MPs. Be very vocal about whether or not this is something that you want for your future or your children's future.